Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, USA Hockey Magazine editor, and today we have the fortune of being joined by Jeff Brown, former NHL player, current head coach and general manager of the Indiana Ice, and probably most importantly, hockey dad this week at the USA Hockey Tier 1 National Championships. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Just your thoughts being here in Pittsburgh and being able to watch your son play in the National Championships.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, it's tough to get the Nationals, and for our guys to get there, it's great. And for me to be able to sit in the stands and enjoy just watching him and not worrying about, you know, what lines up next is a nice change for me.
You know, you played 747 regular season NHL games. You played another 87 playoff games. You're obviously a head coach in junior hockey. What's more nerve-wracking, being a player, being a coach, or being a dad in the stands?
You know, I haven't done a lot of the in-the-stands stuff, so definitely a coach. I mean, as a player, you can jump on the ice and make a difference. As a coach, you're just, you know, you're begging that the players are going out and doing their job and sticking to the game plan and being good teammates and all that kind of stuff. So as a coach, it's tough back there because you really have no control other than, you know, trying to teach them the right way and hopefully they buy in. So definitely being a coach.
How has it been here being in Pittsburgh? Just your thoughts on how the tournament's been? I know your son's only played one game. You're getting ready to watch his second, but what's your initial thoughts?
Yeah, it's great. The venue here is great. You know, everything's been first class. You know, it's been a great experience for the kids, and hopefully they can play on into the weekend.
Can you talk a little bit about the development in St. Louis? I mean, it just seems like there's some top-notch kids coming out of St. Louis now, some great teams, and what's going on in St. Louis?
Well, you know, we owe it to a lot of the alumni before my time, you know, in the 90s, you know, guys like Neil Kavadowski and Blake Dunlop and Basil McRae and guys like that, Rob Ramage, who gave back for nothing. And that's, I think, the difference is that there's a lot of cities in the NHL that, you know, guys are looking for money and all that kind of stuff. And these guys did it for nothing because they wanted to give back to such a great hockey market, which was St. Louis and the Blues and all that kind of stuff. And so guys like myself and Al McInnes and Keith Tkachuk and Kelly Chase and guys like that have stepped up and kind of carried the flag after those guys, and really there's a lot of us, and we have an alumni room at the rink where we're always in there bouncing ideas off of one another. But it's great. You're still part of a team, it almost feels like. And it's been a great, you know, 12 years that I've spent there in minor hockey and enjoyed it a lot. And I miss it, obviously, being in Indy right now, but very proud of all the kids and the teams that we've developed over the years.
Now, speaking of development, you know, I know you've been involved with the North American Hockey League, and now you're involved with the United States Hockey League. I wanted to get some of your thoughts about the state of junior hockey in the United States. What do you think it's doing right, and what do you think maybe we can be improving upon?
You know, I'm just, because of losing my career because of concussions, I'm very sensitive to the head shots and that kind of thing. And I, you know, I watch U16 games, U18 games, obviously, this week, and you know, the biggest roar from benches is when guys get absolutely blown up. And I'm not saying take the contact out of the game, because it's part of the game, and I tell my guys to be physical. But, you know, the analogy I would use would be like a receiver coming through the middle and you know, a cornerback targeting his head or targeting his chest. I mean, to me, the difference is huge. You target the chest, you still, you know, hurt the guy. But guess what? He wakes up, or he gets up, and he's not concussed. But this targeting the head stuff in hockey, I mean, it's horrible, and the referees are not good enough to police it, and we've still got coaches that are just archaic in their thinking, and they're teaching their boys to hit high, and just destroying guys. And again, I like the physical play. However, I think like when I watch a game, again, a midget game or even a junior game, it's like there's so many calls that could be called that aren't even called, and then the ones that are called, they're 2-minute penalties as opposed to like a trip, which is a 2-minute penalty. How can a guy absolutely blowing another guy up get a 2-minute penalty? How can that penalty be the exact same as a guy skating down the ice and putting a stick on somebody, and that's 2 minutes too? And I think that, you know, there has to be a huge... There's articles by Ken Dryden up in Canada that he's written to Gary Bettman about changing the whole culture, and that's the difference, is there, the culture has got to be changed. And again, I'm not saying, you know, we're going to go out there and just not allowed to hit anybody. That's not what I'm saying. But it's these high hits and hitting from behind and head first into the boards, all that stuff has to be changed. The culture has to be changed.
It seems like another thing about that is the respect factor. I mean, to respect your opponent, to, you know, go out there and play hard and play clean, just like you did when you were, you know, played in the NHL. How do you go about just to work, whether it's junior kids or youth kids, to really drive home that respect factor point to them?
Well, I mean, that's the key, is you got to have coaches that buy in. And right now, there's more than half that don't buy in, that they've never been touched by concussions. They never saw myself or Chris Pronger or Keith Primo, you know, in having to live in dark for, you know, years because they couldn't see the bright lights because of the concussions. I mean, that's the stuff. Like, to me, it's got to be personalized by these guys. Anybody that's seen concussion firsthand and the effects of it, think differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think that, the culture, the coaches have got to be held accountable. You know, if because the referees, frankly, are just not good enough to call it. Like, even at the USHL level, they're just not good enough to see every hit to the head. And again, frankly, they don't think that it's a bad hit, a hit to the head. And, you know, we've had two guys with season-ending concussions, and there wasn't even a call on the play. And that's the kind of stuff that it's just beyond me how we haven't made more of an effort to change the culture.
Over the last, I guess, several years, the amount of information and education that has come out about concussion seems to has grown exponentially. Are you happy that at least it's now more at the forefront, especially with what, you know, some of the things that USA Hockey is doing and what all of youth sports are doing to at least bring it to more of a light?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've come a long way, but we need to come farther. I was watching an OHL game in Canada the other day, and there was a little hit to the head. It wasn't bad or anything, but guess what? It was a hit to the head, and it was called. It was two double minor, and it was a great call, in my opinion. Guys have to be made more aware of what they're doing, and they have to respect one another. And like I said, blow guys up all the time, but not to the head. That's the difference. And, I just, again, you got to hold these coaches accountable in the sense that if a player gets, you know, or if a team gets so many of these, that guess what? The coach has to sit. You know? But we have to... even educate more, and obviously we've made great strides, and especially in the USHL, we've, you know, put together a group that is trying to make a difference, but there needs to be more done.
How about, you know, I remember we did a story in USA Hockey Magazine with Jeremy Roenick, and he was talking about his concussions and just how, you know, people out there say, well, you know, there's that tough guy factor, you know. I mean, I'm hurting my team if I don't go back into the game. How important is it for people such as yourself, Keith Primo, you know, Jeremy Roenick? I mean, people who play the game at the highest level to really step up and to tell the kids, you know, hey, look, if you're hurt, if you've got think you have a concussion, you know what, you need to take care of that right away.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And you've got coaches that are not educated and they don't get it, and a kid will come back. Again, I scout all the time, and you know, kids will get their head wrecked into the boards. They come to the bench holding their heads, and the coach is oblivious to it, and they're putting them right back out the next shift. And you know, that's when the bad concussions happen, is the multiple ones. The one when you're already concussed and boom, you get that second one. That's the bad stuff. And, you know, these guys just aren't educated. And I've coached against guys in junior that have literally been in to see my doctor after getting blown up. My doctor says, you are concussed. And they're in the starting lineup in the next period. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's going on. These are children. These are somebody's child or brother or whatever it is. I mean, it makes no sense. It's a hockey game. Obviously, we all want to win. Obviously, we want to compete as much as we can. You know, but it's not worth the fact that I retired at 32, I'm 46, 14 years I've lived with concussion-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, trouble sleeping, headaches, you know, whatever, loss of memory, all that stuff. It's not worth it. It's a hockey game, and these, especially at the minor hockey level. You get the pro, guys know the risks they're taking, and they're getting paid, well paid for it, but minor hockey has got to change.
Just to shift gears just a little bit, just, and I know you've got to go, but real quickly, just some of your thoughts about the American development model, what you've seen, what you've heard, read, and things of that nature, the direction of hockey in the United States, especially at the youth hockey level.
I love the changes they've made. I mean, a lot of the stuff that they're doing is exactly what we've been doing in St. Louis for a long time. More ice touches, right? Keep them moving, small area games, all that kind of stuff. That's exactly what we've been doing. We 99% skill drills right up through into midget hockey. I mean, you know, sure you can teach a defensive zone system or whatever, but it's just develop the athlete, develop the skill, and I think it's working. I mean, USA Hockey is doing well internationally these days, and I think they can continue to do it.
Well, you talk about St. Louis, and you talk about these kids here, and obviously the proof is in the pudding. I mean, what you guys have done in St. Louis, and I'm sure you're doing the same thing in Indiana. I want to just thank you again for taking some time and talking to us and sharing your thoughts, and good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.